Nearly 1,000 years ago, a star went supernova in the region of the Bull's Horns in Taurus, and this week, the waxing crescent moon will sweep over the very spot, opening the door on a fascinating bit of cultural and scientific history. I'm Mary Stuart Adams, and this is the Storyteller's Night Sky. The star at the tip of the Bull's southern horn is known as Zeta Tauri, and it was in this region of sky in 1054 AD that a supernova exploded into view. The explosion was so bright that it could be seen in broad daylight for several weeks, and then by night for many months afterward. The supernova was recorded by Chinese astronomers of the time, and it's speculated that it was this same mystery in the sky that was painted in caves by the Chaco people of the American Southwest. 700 years later, while he was hunting for comets, French astronomer Charles Messier came upon the remnants of the same supernova, but without a way to define what he was seeing, so he simply recorded it as the first object in what would later become his famous catalog. The supernova is now known as the Crab Nebula because of its appearance in telescopes, and it's one of the most researched objects in the sky. Within 1 week of its explosion in July of 1054, the Great Schism occurred, the final separation between the Eastern Orthodox and the Roman Catholic churches. It's astonishing to consider what's going on in the cultural sphere at the same time that these terrific celestial phenomena are occurring, because nothing happens in a vacuum, and as Emily Dickinson wrote, the stars point the way. So look west for the waxing crescent moon with Zeta Tauri Tuesday night, May 7th, about an hour after sunset. Mars will be just above and to the right, the warrior guardian, as though asking us what has resulted from this discovery and this schism through these long ages. From Harbor Springs, I'm Mary Stuart Adams.